Dave Fade, CEO Cheryl Palmer, says,
when you think about your health, we believe that this is a much more permanent need.
And she says the new features won't raise the price of houses because affordability is still the most important feature of all. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Checking markets, the FTSE index in London is up 0.5%. Here, the Dow future is up 85 points, 0.3%. The S&P future up 0.4%. NASDAQ future up 0.9%. The benchmark for interest rates, the 10-year Treasury yield, down slightly, 0.68%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Kronos, providing HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at Kronos.com. And by Charles Schwab. In uncertain times, Schwab remains invested in their clients by offering personal guidance and clarity. Learn more at Schwab.com on how Schwab is ready to help.
The Democratic National Convention kicks off today, but due to social distancing needs, there'll be a lot of on-screen, but not a lot of in-person. Milwaukee had originally thought the gathering would bring 50,000 people to the city. Now it's a few hundred. That's money down the drain for Milwaukee. Marketplace's Erica Barris has that story.
In a typical August week, Omar Sheikh's Carnivore Steakhouse in Milwaukee makes around $90,000. But the week of the DNC, Sheikh had expected to make $500,000.
Is it a gut punch that we're not going to get it? Yeah, absolutely. We were looking forward to, just speaking frankly, making a lot of money.
Delegates, journalists, party officials would have eaten at restaurants and stayed at hotels. Milwaukee expected an economic impact of $200 million from hosting the DNC. Now, says Alderman Robert Bauman,
that is almost non-existent at this point. What's even more concerning is there could actually be negative impact at this point.
Local government has already spent around $10 million preparing for the convention, and local government employees spent thousands of hours, which Bauman says means
there's other work that they didn't do.
Milwaukee's also losing a great opportunity to show off its convention chops. Wesley Roll is a tourism management professor at Temple.
Hosting an event like this is a way of demonstrating to other meeting and event organizers and planners that your destination can execute something of this magnitude.
Milwaukee's experience may make cities think twice before bidding for the conventions 4 years from now.
They had great hopes for economic impact from this, and they got nothing out of it.
That's Eric Heberlick, a political science professor at UNC Charlotte.
So why should we put the effort into bidding and planning and raising money for these things if the parties can pull out and do virtual conventions and we get nothing out of it?
Omar Sheikh feels he got something out of it, an uptick in business in the pre-pandemic months.
Everything from media to politicals to lobbyists.
He kept getting offers for reservations for his back room, but held out for bigger ones. In the end, he didn't get any. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
And the news site Axios is reporting on a shortage of cheaper laptops, a crucial component of distance learning during this pandemic. The cheap Chromebooks that are big in primary through middle schools are getting tougher to find. Amid very high demand, you can still find some if you look online. I just checked. Other manufacturers of cheaper laptops are also seeing heavy purchases from government as their people work from home. It's demand, but it's also supply with the pandemic slowing production of components in Asia and beyond. Now, without a screen attached to the internet in many school districts, there is no education this fall. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WSIU Carbondale, WUSI Alney, WBSI Mount Vernon. Good morning, I'm Leah Lerner. President Trump issued an executive order that would ban WeChat, an app from China, in the U.S., but ad users aren't fighting back.
We are not interested
the
in the policies, but when
government
tries to resolve a problem, they should try to minimize
the
harm.
The order claims the app is a security threat. Hear that conversation ahead on Morning Edition. Today, sunny near 90, a chance for showers and storms tonight, low 67. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 80.
Support comes from Southern Illinois University Clinical Center, now offering a telemental health platform for children and adults. New patients being accepted for a variety of outpatient services. More information at clinicalcenter.siu.edu.
Good morning. Joe Biden will accept his party's nomination at the Democratic National Convention this week. What will his party have to say to Latino voters, who are now the largest minority group this election cycle? On Morning Edition from NPR News. Ahead, we'll talk to Congressional Hispanic Caucus member Adriano Espaillat. I'm David Gray.
And I'm Noel King in Belarus.